Hi, this is Malika Chopra, and I'm speaking to Bethany Berg, who's the winner of a $5,000 grant from Pepsi Refresh. Bethany, a huge, huge congratulations to you.
Thank you.
So you're a senior in college now, which is so inspiring to see young people really doing good in their community. Can you tell us what you're doing with this grant?
Well, we've used half the money so far, and we just went to local stores and we bought activities and crafts for the children to do, because when they're having chemo, their immune system gets lower and they have to put in isolation and they're not able to visit the playroom. So we really wanted to provide entertainment so that they wouldn't be bored.
So you're using the money from this grant to provide entertainment for kids undergoing chemo, and it seems that it was inspired by a personal story or a person that you knew?
Yes, it was. Actually, a family friend of ours, he's six, Matt, he has brain cancer, and he mentioned how he was always bored while undergoing chemo, so we just really got the idea from there and wanted to help.
Yeah. You know, my my cousin was also older at 21, diagnosed with a brain tumor, so we went through the whole kind of treatment process, and it's such kind of an exhausting and emotional and, of course, physically difficult process. So I'm sure you saw that in this. I can't even imagine a six-year-old boy. I have a daughter who's six, so that just makes my heart break.
Yeah, it's really tough.
And so tell us a little bit about how you corralled the votes for this, because it's a very competitive thing now to win a Pepsi grant.
Well, I actually applied for it in May, so I was up in May for voting, and we got, I think, number 70th in May, and so we rolled over to June, and then we ended up in 13th, but you have to be in the top 10, and then in July, we ended up getting number 1, but I told all my friends at school about it, and they all voted every day, and my mom emailed all her friends, and we talked to everyone at the hospital, so they really got people involved, and we put up flyers there. So we just had pretty much had everyone around supporting the local hospital and voting.
That's great. And how does Matt feel being the inspiration for this?
Oh, he loves it. He loves doing the media, doing the commercials and everything. He's adorable.
That's awesome. Well, you know, a huge congratulations to you. And we also will spread the word about the great work that you're doing. And I guess, you know, just being a senior in high school who pulled this together, you're a real inspiration, I think, to other students and people about how you can touch your community. Do you have any advice for anybody from what you've learned through this experience?
I think you just got to find something that you really care about and get involved in, because it really is time-consuming. For 3 months of voting, getting on every single day, it was kind of discouraging sometimes when you wouldn't get it, but in the end, it's really worth it to see the progress.
Excellent. Well, huge congratulations to you, and I do admire the work that you're doing. So let us know how we can help. We'll put up this podcast, and we're excited to keep in touch.
Oh, thank you.